Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely lady, Reverend Sheeta Crump.
Well, thank you, honey, and shalom, saints of God. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been discussing the thousand-year reign of Christ, and a serious question came in recently about that timeline. So we will address that this evening after we bless our Lord.
Oh, Lord, our God, we continue to worship you alone, bestowing the highest praise and honor. You are God over all gods and our supreme master. We need you more now than ever to guide our path, make our way smooth, and protect your bride in these perilous days. As we stay focused on our mission by your Holy Spirit power, we beseech you to hear the prayers of tonight's listeners, especially concerning the salvation of our loved ones. Bless our leaders with the wisdom to fulfill your will, and may tonight's program bring glory unto you. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I know you got some news about Israel.
Yes. Last week, there was another airstrike to an Iranian weapons depot in Syria's southern suburb of Damascus.
That makes about 17 this year alone.
Well, it does, but this was one of the widest-ranging and strategically important operations. Many buildings were leveled to include ammunition stores with stockpiles of rockets, as well as command centers housing security personnel. Many injuries and dozens were killed of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards and their Hezbollah proxy. And of course, that brings us to prophecy and a big clue to us eschatological buffs will be the fulfillment of Isaiah 17 to hit Damascus straight on. Let's read that oracle concerning Damascus, verse 1.
Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city and will become a heap of ruins.
Also verse 2.
The cities of Aurora are deserted. They will be flocks which will lie down and none will make them afraid.
Aurora is a city down south in Jordan. So no more people there either. Verse 3.
The fortress will disappear from Ephraim.
That's northern Israel.
And the kingdom of Damascus and the remnant of Syria will be like the glory of the children of Israel.
And we know by the next verse that the glory of Israel is brought low as well. So, this is tribulation talk. And we will see that confirmed in the next verse by the idiomatic phrase we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. We are seeing that this judgment affects everyone, except his bride, of course, who will be safely in heaven. Honey, please read verse 4.
And in that day, the glory of Jacob will be brought low, and the fat of his flesh will grow lean.
Again, in that day always means the last 1,000 years of humanity, which there are seven total, and then eternity future. Let's go down to verse 7.
In that day, man will look to his maker, and his eyes will look on the Holy One of Israel.
Many, particularly Israel as a whole, will get saved during the tribulation called Jacob's or Israel's trouble. And how do we know that?
Because it says, in that day.
So immediately when the bride of Christ is taken up begins the first day of the last 1,000 years of humanity. And we read it again in verse 9.
In that day, their strong cities will be like the deserted places of the wooded heights and the hilltops, which they deserted because of the children of Israel, and there will be desolation.
So, going back to verse 1, here's the point. if we are still here to see the total destruction of Damascus, well, you better grab your hat, because we're leaving by the next Rosh Hashanah, Tishri 1 or 2, don't know which day or hour.
And then quickly, the Antichrist comes on the scene.
Yep, on a white horse, Revelation 6, to say, hey, enough of that. We need peace. Let's negotiate and sign an agreement with Israel.
Daniel 9:27.
And that is on a Yom Kippur, Tishri 10, and day 1 of 2,520 days, or 7 biblical calendar years of 360 days each, till Christ returns in the clouds. So then also on a Yom Kippur, at the great trump. And the tribes of the earth, which is an idiomatic term for the unrighteous, will mourn because they blew it.
Matthew 24:30-31.
And remember, the great trump is an idiom for Yom Kippur.
And the term earth dwellers also means the unrighteous.
Yes. Always means the ungodly who preferred to stay on earth rather than go to heaven.
So, earth worshipers.
You could say that. By now you see why it's so important to understand just some basic Hebraic roots commonly used in Jesus' day to help connect all the dots and find the pieces that fit in God's great end times puzzle that he hides so we can find.
Proverbs 25:2.
Okay, so in summary, Israel is determined to try to stop Iran's nuclear program and to stop as many weapons as they can of getting into the hands of their enemy, as in Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and their proxy armies.
Well, like the Hezbollah in Lebanon.
In fact, Israel has long been involved in an ongoing intelligence campaign against Iran's nuclear program, often including assassinations of top scientists and officials, as well as confiscating thousands of documents proving the military nature of Iran's nuclear project.
So, that big airstrike happened last Thursday.
Yes. However,
what happened on Sunday?
The Iranian media claimed that Israeli spies were caught attempting to blow up a very sensitive site, but captured a network of Mossad agents who were in contact with other agents in a neighboring country and had entered Iran from the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Iran claimed that this spy network, which we assume are now in jail, was planning to carry out unprecedented acts of sabotage and terrorist operations by using the most up-to-date operational and communication equipment and using the most powerful explosives.
Yeah, the target was probably the Nuclear Technology Center in southern Iran.
Apparently, the Kurds have been helping Israel as infiltrators.
Okay, what else you got?
But just stay tuned to that. Well, as you know, Biden, as in many others who have been double-vaxxed and boosted, got COVID.
No surprise that the vaccinated are getting it.
Right, because the shots are destroying their immune system. Thankfully, the strains are less virulent, but when another and more deadly planned pandemic hits, their immune system will not work efficiently.
Yeah, monkeypox is already gaining victims.
Ah, but the shots are soon coming.
Are they also mRNA spiked?
Well, I know Moderna's are. Not sure of the others yet. But at this point, monkeypox is rarely fatal, but looks really nasty and could affect other organs, which could lead to deaths.
I call it the midterm pandemic.
Nicely put. And we've been expecting something. But COVID can still reemerge with a deadly strain. Who knows? but the Dems really want mail-in voting and then prolong the results. And you all know the rest of that story. Meanwhile, we keep dealing with inflation, and economists claim a recession as well. And you know what? Our news time portion has now elapsed.
Okay. We do welcome your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back usually within 24 hours. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are always needed and appreciated. And we'll be sure to include you in our monthly updates. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your added learning.
Okay. Well, we had a recent question about the tribulation being part of the millennium rather than a separate time span prior to the 1,000 years based on Revelation 20. And it's a great question, and we are very glad to explain it. Now, if you missed our previous teachings, then let me tell you, Shofar Ministry believes that the rapture / resurrection is the first day of the 1,000-year millennium, and that the tribulation quickly follows of 7 years, but is part of the 1,000 years, which begins with us in heaven. And we get to witness Christ's coronation and his opening of the seals on the scroll of Revelation 5. And then the wrath of God fulfills his judgment down on earth, as prophesied throughout the whole Bible.
So the confusion has to do with Revelation 20.
Yes. So let's read verses 1 through 3.
Okay. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and the great chain. And he seized the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit, and shut it, and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive the nations any longer, until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be released for a little while.
Okay, I could see why people would have a question here. We see the word thousand used here and a few more times in this chapter. And here's a classic example of why we need to look up words in the original.
In this case, the Greek.
Right, New Testament. And, of course, I did that. They all use the same Greek word, kilio, number 5507, except in the next chapter, 21, verse 16, which is kilia, number 5505. And we'll get to that in a minute. But kilio in chapter 20 can also mean approximately, or the Strong says, a plural of uncertain affinity, whereas kilia means exactly. You can easily see the verses in your concordance where either word is used. Now, let's look at kilia, which is used in Revelation 21, verse 16, and that's about the New Jerusalem.
The city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal.
Okay, that's 5505, kilia, for the word thousand here means exactly. So bottom line here is we teach and believe The 7 years of the tribulation represents the darkness of the night on earth, which begins the last millennium. Let's look at one more in Revelation 11. And this is about the two witnesses and what happened after they were killed. Let's read verses 11 through 13.
Now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Come up here." And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven.
Okay, so here the word thousand is 5505, kilia, and it means exactly. So remember, the 1,000 years begins for his bride on day one, because we are in heaven.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Now let me finish up by giving you some more Hebraic roots taught by the Jewish rabbis before Christ. When the God of Israel created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he ordained that from the creation of Adam and Eve to the end of the age would be 7,000 years of time. The first 6,000 years is called Olam Hazeh, and the last 1,000 years, or the Messianic period, is called Atid Lavo.
Before the creation of Adam and Eve was eternity past.
After the Messianic age is eternity future, called the Olam Haba, and will be a return to the paradise of eternity past, represented by the Garden of Eden, before the sin of Adam.
So time is going forward to the past.
Yes. That which was is that which shall be. And this return to paradise is confirmed in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9.
The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is nothing new under the sun.
It's hard to say. Our forefathers understood that the first 6,000 years is known as the present age, termed the Olam Hazeh. And these first 6,000 years are divided into three 2,000-year periods of time or ages. The first 2,000 years is from the creation of Adam to the time of Abraham and is known as the age of desolation or Tohu. There was no Torah and no law. And it's during this time we had the fallen angels commingling with women.
Therefore came the judgment of the flood.
Yes, after rapturing Enoch, which is a typology of us being raptured before the next judgment. The next 2,000 years is from the time of Abraham to the expected arrival of the Jewish Messiah and is known as the age of Torah. There was Moses and the escape from Egypt and the giving of the Torah law at Mount Sinai and so much more.
But the Torah really flourished.
Oh, it really did. And I read where the men actually memorized the whole Torah, which could explain why they didn't have time to study the prophet writings. Therefore, many missed Yeshua coming first as a servant to be the ultimate sacrifice for their sins. You know, we need to know the whole Bible. And today, once again, many Christians are not studying the prophet books, and few churches really teach it in any detail.
But we are.
Happily. So then, the final 2,000 years of time of our present age is known as the days of the Messiah. He ascended into heaven in 32 A.D. and will return bodily in 2 days, says Hosea 6.
Which means 2,000 years.
Or 2,032 for his return to earth in the clouds, Revelation 19. But then again, of course, you have to subtract 7 for the rapture to happen. So could we be looking at 2025?
Could. We have that right.
Yeah, only God knows for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said at least some people would still be alive of the generation that sees Israel, the fig tree, blossom again as in 1948, and therefore would see these things come to pass. And he had just finished talking about the tribulation. You know, a generation can be 80 years, according to Psalm 90, verse 10. So that would mean prior to 2028. Wow.
So let's just leave it that we are very close.
Okay. I agree. But you have to admit there are some really strong signs we're leaving soon, especially with the knowledge we have to be able to trace everyone now, as we are soon going to digital currency where they can turn off your access to your funds with just a click. And as God said, knowledge would greatly increase in the last days.
Daniel 12:4.
The amazing technological breakthroughs our generation has seen is truly mind-boggling.
For sure, to us older folks.
Yep. We didn't even own a TV till I was 3, and it was black and white.
And only 3 stations, 3, 5, and 8.
Knowledge has truly increased exponentially.
All part of his plan.
So then to summarize, the last 1,000 years is known as the Messianic Era, or the Future Age, called Atid Lavo. The 7,000-year plan of God of Israel is a major concept and foundational truth in understanding Bible prophecy and eschatology. Our Jewish fathers and our Christian early fathers understood that the God of Israel intentionally used the 7 days of creation in the book of Genesis as instructions to teach his people that there are 7,000 years of time from the creation of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to the end of the Messianic Age. Each day in creation represents 1,000 years in time. This is based upon connecting Psalm 90 verse 4 to the 7 days of creation, which says,
"For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night."
In other words, pretty quick to God. So, I just have to say, if you're listening, is Yeshua Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says that you can escape what's coming with a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because, and I tell you this all the time, if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. There is just no in-between. Those who are lukewarm Christians, get your act together now. Tithe your time in God's Word, because you're going to need it for discernment. And now let me leave you with the Aaronic blessing from number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in many different ways, and you won't even know all the gifts that you'll get. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. Memorize that, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.